Yesterday, the voters of Fort Bragg passed Measure A in a special mail-in election. The half-cent sales tax increase was the only item on the ballot, and the estimated $700,000 in annual revenues collected within the Fort Bragg city limits will go to fund the insolvent CV Star Center, which was forced to close its pool in mid-February due to an ongoing funding crisis. Campaign organizers gathered last night at Silver's on the Wharf in Noyo Harbor to hear the results as they came in. As a tax increase, Measure A needed a two-thirds majority to pass, but the initial results are closer to three-fourths.
So Measure A passed. What next?
What next? Well, we've got to celebrate.
That's Jim Hurst, executive director of the Mendocino Coast Recreation and Parks District.
I think the Star Center is the most important thing that's happened to the Fort Bragg and Mendocino Coast community since the mill closed 10 years ago. What happens next? We work very hard over the next 2 months to get the Star reopened, fully operational, as soon as possible. Sometime between June 1 and July 1.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the voters of Fort Bragg now that we have the results?
Thank you. I spent 2 years of my life proving that the Star Center was important to the community and should be supported. And I just can't thank the community enough for saying, yes, it needs to be preserved, it needs to be continued, it needs to be there for our children and our grandchildren. And we have now secured the future of the Star forever.
Steve Lund, Measure A campaign chair, was grateful to the volunteers who came together and pulled this off.
I'd like to thank the campaign committee because they helped keep us organized and focused throughout our effort and throughout the campaign. And I would especially like to thank all the volunteers who spent countless hours on the telephone and walking door to door in the city of Fort Bragg to help us pass Measure A.
You gave out a Most Valuable Player award tonight. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was to Mary Cesario Weaver. And the reason for that is she's the one that managed the statistics, basically.
I knew who the identified yes voters were. And if they all voted, we were going to win by 74%. And that's exactly what we won by. And that just blows me away. In this day and age, you can identify your yeses, and the registrar actually tells you which ballots have been received in the mail. They don't tell you what it says, but if you know ahead of time, then statistically, we knew we would win if the people that said they were going to vote yes showed up. I'm thrilled.
That was Mary Cesario Weaver, the statistician who predicted last night's results to within 0.5% and got a Most Valuable Player award for her work. It will be months before revenues from the new half-cent sales tax increase find their way into the CV Star Center's budget. The next big challenge is restaffing and transferring ownership of the Star Center to the city. In the meanwhile, Steve Lund.
All I have to say is it's cool to be part of the 74%.
I'm Dave Brookshire, reporting for KZYX News.